Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Well, we have something really, really special that we're going to do this morning. And how many of you know Pastor Les and Dot Mitchell? And Pastor Les and Dot, they have been in the UK since 1996. It's 20 years. And part of Kingdom Faith for that period of time. They were here in Horsham for many years, and Les was one of the elders here, and they're an amazing couple. You know, I love their passion for God, enthusiasm for God. And you know, as people get older, sometimes in their lives they slow down. But these guys, and as they've got older, they've accelerated. They've become more passionate about knowing God and seeing Him work in people's lives. And they have no intention of slowing down in that whole area of their lives. And so we love these guys. And we're going to, these guys, as you know, they're going to be moving back to South Africa. So we want to hear from them for a few minutes. We're going to pray for them and then send them into this whole next season that God has. So I want us to stand and let's welcome Pastor Les and Dot onto the platform. These guys, the last 10 years or so, 11 years, been up in London leading the church, and just amazing have they been praying and worshipping relentlessly, really, isn't it? With a whole bunch of people over the lot, just praying into London, the nation. So, guys, we really want to honour you, firstly, for who you are, and we're going to pray for you in a minute, but it'd be great just to hear from you guys and just whatever you want to say.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I can't believe 20 years ago we turned up, sat roughly there with two little daughters who are now great ladies living in Australia. And so much has come and so much has gone, and so many wonderful friendships have been made. But something that God has done, which I think is absolutely extraordinary, He put in our hearts a love for the people of this nation that we didn't know was possible. And I'm sorry to leave you. You are the most incredible race of people, really, upon the earth. I have found such friendship, such love, such kindness, such wonderful, wonderful friends that I can't describe it to you. And you guys opened your hearts to us and received us and allowed us to be to you what Jesus wanted us to be. And we've tried to love you well. We've tried to love well wherever we've been. And Dot is the greatest lover of people that I've ever known, and she has taught me to love people. And thank you for the 20 years it has been, the most extraordinary time of journeying with God in the most amazing country. Thank you.
I'm never really at loss for words, but I am right now. Just thank you guys for giving us the opportunity to live in the UK. It's been incredible. And, you know, we've known Colin and Caroline for 40 years, I don't know, something like that. And it's just been a huge privilege to learn from you guys the excellence of KF and the faith and, you know, so much that we've learned. And it's been a huge challenge for us to be up in London. That was leading a church is tricky. And I just ask you to pray for your pastors. Don't criticize them. Just pray for them. Because I tell you, it's the toughest thing we've ever done. But it's also been most rewarding. And God's given us amazing. We haven't got a huge church, but we've got some amazing people there. And we're so thrilled that Jonathan and Helen are going to lead that church. You know, we feel like there's a 70 now, and I'm getting nearer there. And we feel we've still got lots to give, but, you know, the church needed to go on to another level, and they're the guys to take it. And so everyone's excited, and we're excited to go home, you know. And it's going to be a completely different place because we've never lived in the Cape before. And I just know that South Africa needs loads of prayer, and that's one thing that we really can do. So, yeah, bless you guys. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Oh, that's so beautiful. Wow.
Well, we want to pray with you guys, and then after we've prayed with you guys, it'd be great if we prayed for Jonathan and Helena, and you guys prayed for them, and if you like, pass the baton on, you know, for London, for them. Is that okay? So let's stand together. We really want to bless these guys and honour them. Do you want to come forward a bit?
Father, we thank you. Because we know that apart from you, we can do nothing. And that whatever has been accomplished in these last 20 years in Les and Dot's life has all been through your mercy, your grace, the outworking of your love. And we give you all the praise and honor for that. But Lord, we know how Les and Dot have honored you. And your word clearly says that you honor those who have honored you. And Lord, as we honor them today, we're speaking in your name. We know that you are honoring them. And we thank you that you will continue to do that. We pray your favor to rest upon them as they go back to a different South Africa from the one they left 20 years ago and to a different area in South Africa. We pray, Lord, that they will hear you clearly as you direct their steps in the way that you want them to go in these coming years. Thank you. This isn't the end of their ministry, but just a change of location. And that you're going to go on using them for your praise and honor and glory. So, Lord, we pray for the precious anointing of your Holy Spirit to be fresh now, fresh revelation. Lord, we thank you that you've given them so much experience and wisdom, and thank you that they can impart both that experience and wisdom to others in South Africa and wherever else you lead them after that. And we praise you, Lord. We bless you. We give you all the glory because, Lord, it is still true for every one of us that the greatest days lie ahead of us. And we praise your wonderful name. So, Lord, all we can say is thank you for Les and Dot. Thank you for their faithfulness. Thank you for their love. Thank you for everything that they've contributed into the life of Kingdom Faith. Thank you for all those that have come to know you, all those that have been saved through their ministry, all those that have been healed, many that have been discipled and led to an entirely new place of relationship with you. And we praise you, Lord. We just give you all the glory in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Father, I just thank you for Les and Dot. I thank you for who they are. And Father, that you send them back to South Africa. Father, Lord, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Father, Lord, I thank you for the heart that longs for you, Father, Lord, that is still passionate, Father, to see the things, oh Lord, of your kingdom on earth as in heaven. And Lord, I just thank you for who they have been to Helen and myself, Father, Lord, as we've journeyed together over these last 20 years. And Father, Lord, I just thank you that today, Father, Lord, we can say thank you publicly, oh Lord, for their lives, Father, for what, oh Lord, and the faithfulness, Father, to your, oh Lord, call, to your purpose. And Father, I thank you, oh Lord, they've carried out their duties well. And Father, I just thank you as we send them back, oh Lord, over these next 7-8 days. Father, I just pray that they will go with your peace and you will graciously give to them what they need for the tasks that you have for them to complete in these coming weeks, months, and years. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just, obviously, we're going through a time of prayer and fasting here, and I know you guys have done a lot of that over the time, but in Acts 13, you know, it says that while they were worshipping and fasting, it says Paul and Barnabas were set apart for the work that they'd been assigned to do. Just believe God's saying, as we pray for you, it's like a fresh setting apart for the work that he still has for you to accomplish. And I believe he's saying that you're going to multiply in terms of your investment into people in a way that you've longed for, but maybe not seen in the way you thought you were in London. But it's like God saying, as you step back onto home soil, something's going to be activated in your life and in your ministry in a fresh way. And I believe there's going to be a new energy for the new season and a new strength and vibrancy. That doesn't mean you're going to be rushing around, you know, like headless chickens doing loads of stuff. But I just believe God's saying you're going to be more effective in this next season than you have in this last one. It's like God said, I'm increasing the effectiveness on your lives. The wisdom, fresh wisdom from heaven is going to come to both of you in the investment into people, in discipling, in even raising up and releasing people, getting alongside some leaders and doing some things at another level. But it's going to be more effective than you've seen and known before. But there's going to be a new energy and a new zeal and a new strength for that. You're going to begin to see things in a new way as well in terms of what God says and how he wants you to work and move with him. But I just believe as we lay hands on you that it's like God saying that there's that this setting apart right now for the work that I've assigned for you. Father, I thank you that you crown these latter years in a way that just outshine and outdo the former years. That these guys would be amazed at what you do, blessed in what you do. Father, I thank you that you, just financially and in the natural, in those natural things, you would just surprise these guys, bless these guys, go beyond anything they could ask or imagine, Father. So they are just in awe of your goodness more than they've ever seen and known before, that they would have more, that they'd end up giving more and giving more and giving more to others because of the abundant flow of what happens in them or what you do for them, that they're like, God, we don't even need this anymore. And he's like, no, that's fine. You're just a conduit. You're stewards of my resources. And I know you're not going to keep them to yourself, so I'm going to give you more so that you bless more, give you more so that you bless more, give you more so you bless more. And you're going to find you've got an even greater generous spirit than you've ever had before. And some would say, hang on a minute, you need to hold on to that. But you're going to be like, no, we don't need it. We're not living for those things. And we want to bless others with it anyway. And so, Father, I thank you for that flow of blessing in those things, as well as the spiritual ministry and leadership stuff. I thank you for the practical, the financial, the material stuff that you bless them with, but that ends up being a flow through their lives to others as well. So, Father, we thank you. We praise your name. Amen. 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 We love you guys so much. Bless you. Come on, let's encourage these guys, shall we? Thank them for who they are.
Bless you. You were just little. All right.
Okay. Helena, do you want to come up as well? And Les and Dot, can you pray for these guys and we'll join with you? And yeah, sure. Is that okay? You can pray for them.
I just wanted to quickly say something before you guys pray for us, just to add my own thanks. I know Jonathan's done it on our behalf, but when we were praying as well, I just saw these two beautiful pearls. And the pearl is formed over time, under great pressure. And you guys have endured. And I felt the Lord say that you're going back as two precious pearls. And the pearl is set in place in a piece of jewellery to adorn the wearer. And I felt God say that he's wearing you. You're going back to display his greatness, and that there's just going to be a real radiance and a real display of everything that you've sown, everything that has been born under that pressure. And now it's a new season where you're just going to be worn by him.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Can you hold it in one hand, Tony? Thank you. Our Father, thank you for Jonathan and Helena. Thank you that you raised them up, prepared them over these years for this next step in their journey. And I thank you that you send them to London to live in that great city and be part of the expression of your kingdom. Let the light of the Lord Jesus Christ so shine in and through them that the darkness is displaced and the glory of Jesus is revealed in London in increasing measure in these years ahead. And Father, as we now hand to Jonathan and to Helena the baton of the leadership of Kingdom Faith Church London, the office of leadership in that church, we place it in your hands and we are confident in doing this. And we pray that you take this and you serve him with all that he has given you. And that you love these people with the love he has put in your hearts. And that you produce within them and through them in that great city everything that he has called you to do. We pray for your protection as you go into this place, over your lives, over your bodies, over your marriage, over your children, over your mind, your emotions, your will, your spirits. Be held in perfect peace, in his care, in his great purpose for your lives. So receive what we hold and we happily release it into your hands with confidence that you are his servants in this time and in this season. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So, Jonathan and Helena, we set you apart in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for this new work of ministry in his name and for his glory. The blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ be upon you in every way. Give you all that you need at all times so that you will depend upon him and see his glory revealed in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, let's stay standing, and Pastor Colin is going to bring the word now, so let's welcome him as he comes to bring the word.
Be seated. I wonder how you define success for a Christian. What is success in the eyes of God? In the book of Revelation, we read this. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. That is success in God's eyes. Faithful and true to him, and therefore to his calling on our lives. That calling is, on the one hand, the same for all of us, to be disciples, to be loving, faithful, children of God, living in the truth. At the same time, it's also distinctive for each one of us, because God has his own personal, particular call upon every one of our lives. And we're rejoicing in
being able to give thanks to God for Les and Dot because they have been faithful and true to the Lord and to us in Kingdom Faith during these 20 years. I first met Dot when she was a pushy young journalist, a typical journalist, who always asked nagging, penetrating questions and wouldn't let you off the hook until she'd got out of you what she wanted to squeeze out of you. Only Les knows whether she's changed in those 40 years since then. And I knew her because she was living in a community in East London in the west on the west coast of South Africa, a community that was very similar to the community of Kingdom Faith. God at that time had raised up different communities in various nations that actually had an impact on those nations. And both Les and Dot belonged to this ministry that had a very important impact on South Africa in those times. And I would go and stay in that community while I was ministering there. Usually I was doing a ministry tour of South Africa when I went there on a number of occasions. And so I was staying there and have seen, got to know Dot more than Les actually when in those days. But I knew that when I received a communication from them that they believed that God was calling them to come and minister in this country, that they were of the same spirit, coming out of a very similar work with a very similar vision, with a very similar anointing. And I knew that they would fit in with what God was doing here and wanting to do through them. And it's not easy, actually, to come from one move of God into another move of God. It's not just a question of changing churches, but coming into a move of God and just to fit in and flow in with what God is doing in that place. But they came and they did that, and many of you know Les and Dot, but many of you don't. And in those early days, God was using them in all kinds of ways here in Horsham. As you've already heard, Les was an elder. We had a different form of leadership structure in those days than we have now. There were four elders of whom he was one with, and each had responsibility over certain areas of the ministry. And of course, during his time here, that was when I was making a series of television programs, and Les was producing and directing those, and really everything had to be absolutely spot on because it was for the Lord. It really had to be of the highest quality in what we were doing. And those television programs had a great impact at the time. People tell me that every now and again they're still to be seen on various stations. So that blessing goes on. And then he was responsible also as we began to have more and more churches wanting to relate to us. He traveled all over Britain, visiting those churches, giving counsel and wisdom to the leadership, sorting out difficulties sometimes in churches. It was a very wonderful thing to be able to have someone with that kind of anointing that could be trusted, and you knew that he would be successful in doing what God wanted him to do in each one of those situations. And then there came this vision from both Les and Dot for London. And how do you measure success? You see, you don't measure success on the size of a church. I know some big churches which I would say are not all that successful because they're so superficial and don't necessarily have a great impact on the community where they are. But the anointing that has been on Les and Dot particularly is an anointing of prayer and worship. And you see, what God always does is he gathers around anointing. People always gather around those who actually have a similar vision, either for good or ill. I mean, addicts will gather around. Criminals will gather around, the criminal fraternity. But it's true spiritually that Christians will gather around wherever they see anointing. And the particular anointing of prayer and worship that was upon them meant that over the years, God gathered around them a praying people and a worshiping people. And they would have regular all nights of prayer, for London especially, for the nation as a whole. And in more recent times, people have gathered from churches all over London to worship and worship through the night, being hosted by the church in London. Nobody but God himself could know the fruit that's come out of all that prayer and all that worship. And this is why, you see, we can never evaluate success. God alone can do that. And I can say this and lots of other nice things about Les and Dot, but I know from experience that when you're in a position like this and you look back over 20 years, you're thankful for what God has done, but you can't help thinking, if only. Perhaps we made a wrong decision there. Perhaps that was a mistake. What would have happened if we hadn't done this? What would have happened if we had done that? And, you know, I feel in my own ministry, I can thank God for whatever he has done through it, but I can never stop thinking, well, how much more could he have done if I was more devoted to the Lord than I am? These are questions that are not all that helpful, really, but we're human and we can't help asking them. But there's a wonderful, wonderful scripture that helps us in this predicament. Do you remember in one of his parables, Jesus talking about servants that have been faithful? And he says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Do you remember that? Can you remember what he says just after that? "You have been faithful in few things, but I will put you in charge of much." And that's a wonderful thing because, you see, we all fail at times, sadly. We all miss God's best at times. Sadly, yet God knew that that would be the case when he first called and chose us. That's why never, ever, ever criticize an anointed man or woman of God, because you're criticizing God for calling him and anointing him or her. Whatever you speak against any of God's anointed people, you speak against him. Whatever you do to them, to the least of these, my brethren, you do to me. Whatever you do to those leaders, you're doing to God. So, the great comforting thing is that God has this great reward for whatever we've done that's been successful, that's been fruitful, knowing all the time that all the glory belongs to him. Because the fruit is the work of his Spirit and not what we ourselves could do. But it also means that whatever failings we've ever had, they're forgiven. God keeps no records of wrong. And he doesn't want us to look back and say, if only. He wants us to look forward and see there are greater things, more opportunities that lie ahead of us, and to be thankful that we have proved faithful in little. And yet, he gives us such a great reward. So I'm thankful to God for Les and Dot and for all that they've meant to us and for their faithfulness. When people are faithful like this, you can trust them and you know that they will fulfill that trust. And they're passing on the leadership of the church to Jonathan and Helena. And if I can just say one or two things about Jonathan for a moment. Because 27 years ago, Jonathan came as a student. And he came to see me at the end. The college actually went through quite a difficult time, for the reasons for which we needn't go through now. But he was there during that, and at the end of that time, he came to me and he said, God is calling me to serve you. And I was quite taken aback by this. I think he was about 19, were you, at the time, or something like that. But he was right. There was a call of God on his life to serve me. And when he talked to me about the possibility of going to London, he said, you know, the call on my life is to serve you. And I said, yes, well, if you go and look after the church in London, you will still be serving me in the whole of the spectrum of Kingdom Faith. And he has been really faithful for many years, about 10 years, I think. He traveled with me. He's been to many different nations. He's been all over this nation. And he carried my bag. He learned. He drove. He did everything that was necessary. Because that kind of lifestyle is an exceedingly demanding one. And I was very thankful for that. And Helena has been my secretary for a couple of years, so I got to know her pretty well during that time, and that was the early days of their married life together. And they have been, most of you know Helena and the various ministries that she's had and still has with the ladies' ministry and street lights and so on. Two faithful servants. And so we know that they will go to this new responsibility, and again, they will work out that faithfulness. And that's the thing, you see, that I could trust Les and Dot to do what they believed God was leading them to do. And we trust Jonathan and Helena in the same way, to be faithful to what God is telling you to do. That means they have no secret agenda of their own. They're there to serve the Lord's people and therefore to serve the Lord, and in that way to work out their service within the context of Kingdom Faith. So it's important, because you see, the church in London is going to go through a new season. It will be different. It will change. Because the anointing on Jonathan and Helena is different than the anointing that is on Les and Dot. We sometimes call them Des and Lot. And I have to... It just sort of slips out sometimes, so I have to make sure that I put it right. It's Les and Dot. But praise God, there's there's a continuity in our lives. God takes us all through different seasons. Yeah, there's a continuity. A continuity of what he does in us. A continuity of what the Spirit is saying. A continuity to how the Spirit will work through us. That continuity, Les and Dot will see as they go to South Africa. They will, out of all that God has been doing in them while they're here, they will draw from that great resource and be a blessing to the people in South Africa and perhaps Australia or wherever they end up after that. Their girls are in Australia, so who knows? But you see, there's a continuity as far as Jonathan and Heller are concerned, because they take the anointing that has developed and grown here and they plant that in London now. And there's a continuity there. It isn't that suddenly there's an abrupt ending of one thing, beginning of a new thing. But you take that anointing that you have into a new season of God's grace, of God's mercy, and of God's love. And so the church will prosper, but in a different way. Just like you, those of you who've been around long enough, will recognize that Kingdom Faith Church is different from when I was senior pastor. There have been changes, and yet there's been continuity. The vision is the same, the anointing has grown and developed, and so on and so on and so on. But Pastor Clive will tell you that at no point have I ever intervened in the way in which he is leading, because I've trusted him to hear what God is saying together with the other leadership. I'm always there for him to talk to, and if there's any advice or wisdom or counsel I can give, then that's fine. But see, this is the point, that if God calls us to something, he wants us to prove faithful and true like Jesus. When the people stood at the foot of the cross and they saw Jesus suffering, nothing could have looked further from success. And yet, just before he went to the cross, Jesus prayed, "Father, glorify your Son." And if you look at the different ways in which the glory of Jesus is spoken about, especially in John's Gospel, you see that that glory begins with the cross. Now, you look at the cross and you can't see any glory there. All you can see is pain, suffering, Jesus taking our sin upon himself. The whole world goes into 3 hours of darkness as he hangs on the cross. Nothing could look further from success. And yet Jesus knew this was the beginning of his glorification. And what do we do? Every day of our lives, really, we glory in the cross. We glory in our Savior. We glory that he died for us. We glory that he took us to the cross. We glory that we're forgiven, that we're totally accepted, despite all our failures and everything else, that we are free because he accepted the glory of the cross. Yeah, that was followed by the glory of the resurrection and the glory of the ascension. Yes. But you look at what Jesus says and what Jesus prayed, and it's very clear the glory begins with the cross. Yeah. Not with the resurrection, not with his return to heaven, but with the cross. And you see, all ministry is costly. Les and Dodd have just said that it's not easy being pastor of a church. I think it's probably the most difficult job in the whole world. Because, you know, if you're a schoolmaster, you've got a certain ability to make the children do what you want. If you're a boss, you can make people do what you want or sack them. But if you're leading a church, you can tell people what is right. You can ask them to do what God wants, but you're powerless to make anybody do anything. It has to be through their own free will, through their own loving response to what God is saying. And that makes it the most difficult and the most challenging job, because you can't whip, beat, or scold. And although we threaten to do it, we have never shot anyone at dawn, although we have felt like it on certain occasions, just to put them out of their misery and to put us out of the misery of putting up with their misery. But we take it that we're not allowed to do that, so we have never done it. But you see, this is why you do need to pray for your leaders and to honor them, as we need to honor one another. Because God has not put upon them an easy calling, but one that can only be fulfilled by trust in Him. So, it's goodbye for us to Les and Dot. Whether they will ever visit again, who knows, in the future. But, you know, we're all still one in Christ Jesus. And there will always be that unity, there will always be that love. And I trust that you will, from time to time, go on praying for them. Especially those in the mission team, because we're sending them out on mission. They've been a part of Kingdom Faith, and in a sense, once you've been a part of Kingdom Faith, you're Kingdom Faith, aren't you? And you know, they're going to take that anointing with them where they go. So we believe that they're going to prosper. Amen. And we believe they're going to be successful. Not only because of what they have done, but because of what God is going to do through their lives. And we can all say, can't we, not just about Les and Dot or Jonathan and Helena, but over our own lives, Lord, we want to come to that place where we hear you saying to us, well done, good and faithful servant. You have proved faithful in small things, but I will put you in charge of much bigger things. What that will mean in the future, none of us can know. It's probably just as well. But I don't know about you, I want to be like Jesus. Because this reference that we read from Revelation, this is how he appears in heaven. And these two words that are written upon him, faithful and true. He was faithful to his Father, faithful to his disciples, faithful to the whole of humanity in going to the cross to die for them. I want every person who is in this room and every person who belongs to Kingdom Faith in whatever capacity to persevere. It's often said, it's not how we begin that matters as Christians, but how we end. That everyone perseveres and we're faithful. Faithful to God, faithful to one another, faithful to the covenant that we have with God, faithful to the covenant in which he's placed us with one another. And as we seek to live out that faithfulness, I believe God wants us to anticipate a great reward. Salvation is his precious gift, but reward is the reward for what we have done according to Jesus. So let's all stand. want you just to close your eyes. I want you to say, Lord, thank you that you have called me, that you have chosen me. Thank you that you want me to be successful. Thank you that you want me to be faithful and true. Faithful to you, true to your word, faithful to my brothers and sisters in Christ, dependable, reliable, true in my love for them. Thank you, Lord, for the particular calling that you have on my life, each life here. Thank you that by your grace, through the power of your Holy Spirit, we will prove faithful and true to that calling. And through your grace, through the anointing you've placed upon our lives, you will bring us through whatever challenges we have to face, whatever difficulties there may be. Thank you that you will never judge us, but only ever encourage us. And I thank you, precious Lord. Thank you that through your mercy and your grace, every one of us in this room will be successful in your eyes. Not just in the eyes of men, not in our own eyes, but in your eyes. That's what we seek, Lord. We want to please you. Thank you that the glorification of Jesus began on the cross, where he was not pleasing himself, but pleasing you. He said, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Thank you, Lord, that your glorification in our lives begins with whatever cost to fulfill your call on our lives. Thank you, Lord, that cost is part of the glory, that you will be glorified in us laying down our lives and denying ourselves whatever we need to do in order to follow after you and to fulfill your plans and purposes. And we bless you, Lord. We praise you. And thank you that every one of us in this room could look back and we could say, if only, if only, if only. Perhaps I should, perhaps I shouldn't. Did I do right? Did I do wrong there? Thank you, Lord. All that is under your blood.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord, that despite all our failings, our fears, our doubts, and inadequacy, by your mercy and grace, we have proved faithful in few things. And your word to us is well done, good and faithful servant. May we prove ever more faithful in the years to come, in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a great big thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.